You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. And now it's time for Audiograph, the Bay Area's sonic signature. Here's Audiograph's Julie Kane to bring you the answer to this week's mystery sound.
Thanks, Hanat. All week long, we've been playing you this sound.
If I want them to come, then I just use simple like, come, 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 come. They know that I need them to come.
We asked you what it was and where you think we recorded it. We sent KALW's Holly J. McDeed to bring us the story behind the sound.
In the farm animal kingdom social ladder, horses are the majestic ones. Cows are sacred, pigs are fat, and goats eat, and then eat some more. They eat like it's their job. And at City Grazing, a landscaping business that rents out goats, it is.
I'm very familiar with animals. I specialize in goats.
That's Trevorton Rose. He's one of City Grazing's resident goat whisperers. He makes sure the goats devour San Francisco's unwanted weeds with the efficiency of businessmen.
Then I would just like make a whistle like, so everybody look in, everybody knows that they need to leave that area.
When the goats are not out on the job, they hang out in San Francisco's Bayview District, between the railroad tracks and a cement recycling plant. The eco-conscious among us, who don't want to use toxic herbicides to kill weeds, can rent these gentle, hooved creatures.
If I want them to come, then I just use simple like, come, 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 come. They know that I need them to come. If I want them to run, I say, hop, hop, hop.
You might not be able to tell from his Jamaican accent, but goat whisperer Trevorton Rose is a goat.
I'm a goat myself. I'm an Aries. We actually band together. Me and this species of animal real band together.
Rose learned how to talk to goats from his father, a farmer in Jamaica. And his father learned how to talk to goats from his father, who learned how to talk to goats from, you can probably guess. 2 years ago, when Rose went back to Jamaica to visit his family, City Grazing needed a replacement goat whisperer, and fast. So naturally, they posted an ad on Craigslist. Genevieve Church signed up.
I grew up on a cattle ranch, and we had a lot of animals. And I just thought of it as a nostalgic little temp gig. Sure, I can come and take care of these animals. And it turned into, now, a very full-time position.
Instead of relying on specific words or sounds to rally the goats, Church likes to look thoughtfully into their eyes, say their names, and offer them treats. That's because
if you pull up onto Mission Street with a truck full of goats and you've got to get them into a backyard, you don't want those animals basing their next movement off of fear. You want them to trust you.
She introduces me to some of her friends.
This is Spock. Spock got named, Spock and Marvin got named after aliens because they have very pointy ears. Mary Rose is trying to eat your sweater. Goats are opportunists. If they smell anything that smells like it might be unusually tasty, they will eat it.
That's why this business works. Goats eat anything. But there's more to goats than eating. There's the goat's good looks. Mary Rose has droopy ears. Spock has big, pointy horns. Lebowski is a sweet giant. These goats have been rented out for parties, educational programs, and even television commercials.
This is an important moment in our journey to help. A project that began.
That was the sound of a goat, a screaming goat from City Grazing. Goats making strange sounds like that have become something of an internet phenomenon. The YouTube video These Sounds Come From has more than 5 million views. City Grazing's goats don't scream while they're on the job, though, because they're busy being happy little lawnmowers getting the job done. Now, there are a lot of oddball spectacles in San Francisco, but City Grazing's herd of goats never fails to surprise onlookers.
Yeah, people want to know, what's going on? What is this? What's going on here?
Sometimes the goats are even used as fire abatement. Especially in a drought, it's really important for all that dry brush to be gone. As far as glorified farm animals, these goats deserve to be right up there with horses. Perhaps us humans could learn from them and find a way to use our occasionally goat-like appetites for good.
Come, 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 hey!
In the Bayview, for Audiograph, I'm Holly J. McDeed.
Man, take that goat out of here.
Now, sometimes we play sounds that we think will be really easy to identify, and sometimes we play sounds that seem more obscure. We thought this week's Audiograph would be really hard to guess, but we were wrong. Lots of you knew exactly what, where, and who that was. We are impressed. Our winner this week is Deborah Benedict. Congratulations! We're going to send you a KALW t-shirt. For the rest of you, here's next week's mystery sound.
Good afternoon, President Chu and supervisors. I was reading in the paper they're looking for fresh air in the city, and I thought that'd be perfect because we need a city that's fresher than fresh. Exciting, it's so exciting to we. This city's fresher than fresh, district exciting. In the city, thanks to Mayor Lee, it's fresher than fresh.
Think you know what that is and where we recorded it? Give us a call at 415-264-7106. That's 415-264-7106. We'll tell you the story behind the sound next Thursday on Cross Currents. To find out more, head to our website, kalw.org, click on Audiograph.